Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Dustin. May I please have your zip code so I can locate the account?
48336.
Thank you. You said that was 48336?
Yes.
Thank you. May I have your first and last name, please?
Yvonne, Y-V-O-N-N-E, Ricks, R-I-C-K-S.
Thank you. And that'll be one moment as I do see if I can locate that.
Okay.
And I really do apologize. However, I'm not showing that name under that zip code. May there be a different zip code it may be under?
No, that's my zip code, 48336. I was calling to ask you a question. I was looking on my phone, and I see that you all have a Dyson V11 vacuum cleaner. Is that correct?
Well, I do apologize. However, we do work... I do work for a call center that services over 400 different companies. Some of the companies that we service do contest for prizes such as vacuums.
This is for Home Depot.
Is that maybe who it was that you did the survey for? May I ask what it is that you're wanting to ask about?
Yes. Is it really true, or is it a scam?
None of the companies that we service are a scam. However, I would recommend reading the terms and conditions on the site, as each contest do have different terms and conditions.
Okay. So you do offer scams too, huh?
No, I said none of the companies that we service are a scam. That is why I was recommending you read the terms and conditions.
Mm-hmm. Well, can you tell me anything about this?
I can give general information. However, without an account, there isn't much that I'd be able to provide, as I wouldn't know the exact details without an account.
All right, and thank you.